Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, so it was a few weeks back during the Olympics. We had a conversation in here about the greatest basketball shots ever made. Like, what are the top five? And whatever they are, and however the argument went, this is true for me. I can watch them all on a loop forever and never get sick of it. I can watch Kawhi Leonard from the corner win game seven with that shot that bounced like eight times on the rim, because I always think it's going to drop off the rim. I can keep watching it. I can watch Steph Curry from that gold medal game against France. I never get sick of watching that highlight. All the Michael Jordan stuff, right? Against Utah, against Cleveland. You just keep watching. I never get sick of it. And now there's a clip to add to that, because this is legendary. This is Rob Carter Jr. from Robert Morris Football at Utah State on Saturday. And people are calling it the greatest interception of all time. And I don't think I disagree with them. It's crazy. If you haven't seen it yet, picture the Odell Beckham catch from a few years ago. Everybody's seen that, where he goes up against Dallas with one hand, reaches way back behind himself, shrugs off the Dallas defender, plucks it out of the air with his fingertips way behind his body, and lands on his back. Now picture that catch only spinning in the air after you stab it with your right hand. City Limits here explained it like, you know, when we're at the pool with our friends, people jump off the diving board and spin in the air and try and make great catches with a Nerf football or whatever. This happened in a real game. And so we have Rob Carter Jr. from Robert Morris to talk about this. He's on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Rob, welcome to the show, man.
I just want to thank you for having me. Thank you.
You're welcome. I mean, this was, I don't even know where to start. Let's start with this. The ball's in the air. What are you thinking here?
Ball's in the air. I'm thinking, should I go with two? Should I go with one? See, a lot of people don't know, but I broke my hand. I broke my hand of the second play of the game. So as I'm thinking about this play, I'm thinking one hand or two hand. And I just went up with one because I didn't want to hurt my hand anymore.
So obviously it was you caught the ball with your right hand, correct?
Correct.
So your left hand was broken at the time?
Correct.
Oh my God. So, all right, you go in the air and you stab it out of the air with just your right hand. Then what? Because the part that I can't get over I mean, it would have been amazing if you did that and just like landed on 2 feet or fell or whatever, but you did a midair 180. How did that happen?
So, like I said, like my hand was broken. So as I go with one hand, I'm thinking I don't want to land on this hand again. So I just let the ball's momentum really just spin me. And I just like, as a kid, you just don't want to hurt yourself. So you like find different ways to like land without like hurting yourself. So that's all I was thinking was let me spin, hit the ground like the perfect angle so I don't hurt myself at all.
I mean, it was like in gymnastics, that's a 10 out of 10. Like you couldn't have done that any more perfectly. And then the part I loved is when you got up, you spun the ball like a top on the ground, but then it looked like you grabbed your own helmet with both hands. It looked like, oh my God, I can't believe that happened. Am I right about that? Or tell us about when you got up.
No, you're correct. Like people were saying like, oh, the teammate that ran up, they were like asking like, oh, why did he like mess up the celebration? But in all honesty, that wasn't even a celebration. I was in utter shock, just like everyone else. I was just thinking to myself, like, did I really just do this? Like, it was just, I was in shock. Like,
so was everybody who watched it. I mean, I still can't get over it, like I said. And then, of course, the social media reaction. Jonathan Stewart, he used to play for the Carolina Panthers, running back, said it was the greatest interception of all time. Antonio Cromartie. You name people from the NFL. Honestly, Rob, I think it might have been the greatest interception of all time. But what about the social media reaction? When did you, I guess after the game, how soon did you realize that this had gone nuts on social media?
So honestly, at halftime, my dad was like blowing up my phone. And, you know, I'm thinking something happened at home. So like he called me, I want to say like 8 or 9 times, like on the 10th time, I like answer. I'm like, are you good? He's like, you might be on ESPN. And I'm just like, you know, like I'm in the middle of the game. Like, I'm just like, oh, like it's just a regular play. You know, like I hang up. I'm like, I got to finish this game. But no, like after the game, like I did not want to check my phone because it's like everybody was saying that it was going viral. And I was just like, okay, like I want to wait till I get on the plane, on the bus, so I can like just let it all come at once. So.
Wow. And what did you see that stood out from either whether it was the nature of the post or from a notable person?
It was everything. ESPN, SportsCenter, Overtime. Like as a kid, like you don't just think things like this happen. So like as I'm seeing ESPN and SportsCenter, Bleacher Report, Overtime, all of them post the clips, I'm just in my head like, yo, is this like really happening? That's like all I'm saying to myself is like, is this real right now? Like that's all I could say was like, is this real right now? And then of course I'm with my teammates, so they're like, yeah, like it's real, like it's real.
Limits, you want to jump in here?
Yeah, Rob, for me, being a student in the past at RMU and also covering games up there, really seeing the football program grow over the last couple of years. Walking around campus, are people noticing you, pointing you out, asking you about the interception?
Oh, yes, yes. Like, I've never thought like I'd get to this point in my life, but like as I walk into the cafeteria, the lunch ladies was like, are you the guy that made the catch? And then like everybody just starts like clapping. And it's just like everybody's just constantly asking, like, are you the guy that made the catch? Are you the guy that made the catch? And I'm just like, yes. Like,
wow.
It's a lot.
Well, we're talking to Rob Carter from Robert Morris here. Rob Carter Jr., who made, honestly, it might have been the greatest interception ever in the pros or in college. And you, if you haven't seen it yet, it won't take you long to find it on your phone. I can tell you that. What should we know about Rob Carter? I'm having a very difficult time finding background information on you, Rob, like, you know, high school stuff and interesting things about you from before this. What should we know about Rob Carter from his life before Saturday's game? You grew up in Virginia?
Yeah, I grew up in Danville, Virginia. I went to Dan River High School. Some of y'all might know, but the Edmonds boys went there.
Who went there?
The Edmonds boys, like...
Oh, okay.
Edmonds.
Yeah.
That's the high school they went to. But coming out of high school, I really didn't even have any offers. UVA Wise took a chance with me, so I'm very grateful for that. And then when I hit the transfer portal, Robert Morris took a chance with me, and we're here. Like, I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah, UV Wise. I had honestly never heard of that college until I realized that you went there. And I did find a little nugget from there that in your career at Dan River High School, check this out, 3,708 all-purpose yards, 30 offensive touchdowns, 9 defensive and special teams touchdowns, 211 tackles, 15 interceptions. Why was it, you think, that other schools didn't come after you?
It was a small school. Like, but when I started talking, like when I got to college and I was talking to people from Florida, they were saying like the competition in different states is just, it just varies. So as I started like watching film, as you get older, like it just start to think like, is this the guy that can compete with other grown men? So I took that into the talk and was like, okay, like I can see why. Like I wasn't really playing too much competition, but at the end of the day, like the stats shows, you know?
Absolutely.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
In such a fluent world in terms of the transfer portal and NIL and everything that's changed in college football, how do you think your journey has best prepared you for the moment that you made, and how did you end up landing at Robert Morris?
I just feel like when I first entered the transfer portal, Robert Morris was there. Like, they were there from the start. Even though I had other schools, like, they were there showing the most love. So it's where I landed. Like, I wanted to feel at home. And all other schools, they were just there in the moment, but I felt at home at Robert Morris. So that's where I landed.
If you had to estimate how many texts you've received, probably from people you didn't even know you knew, I bet you from all your high school teammates and coaches and the people at Virginia Wise, how many texts do you think? Give me a ballpark figure since that moment.
I think I want to say, like, I had, like, being realistically, when I say this number, like 1,500 just that night. Like
just that
like,
night.
Just that night. Like, not even before we even got on the plane, it was like my phone was like, you know how, like, when your phone gets too hot, it'll say, like, oh, like, temperature too hot. Like,
yes.
You have to, like, let it cool down. Like, anytime I opened up Instagram, like, my phone would just instantly get hot, and I couldn't respond to anybody. So it was, like, it was a lot.
Anybody in particular that stood out as far as somebody you heard from, Rob?
I would say Overtime, like, when they texted me, it was, like, okay, because that's, like, that's like a sight you like watch as a kid. Like, you think like when Odell made the catch, like you see sites posted him, and it's like, oh, like one day, like I could be on that. But like when you get in that moment and you see like that text, like I was on the phone with my dad when they had texted me, and I just screamed. Like I screamed when SportsCenter texted me. I screamed when ESPN texted me. I was just like in the moment, like it was unreal. It was definitely unreal.
Were you on SportsCenter? I mean, I know.
Yes, they posted me.
Yeah, the highlight was on there for sure. But did they interview on you on there too?
Oh no! They just text me asking for permission to get the video.
Oh wow!
But that's still like it's a start. So it was like I just got a text from them. So it was like you don't know what doors that could open.
Oh my God! Yes, that is the whole thing is amazing. Now it also says here, and we're talking to Rob Carter Jr. from Robert Morris, who made. I don't know. Can anybody tell people to text in? Like, it's one thing. There have been tons of great, great catches. This is up there. If you put it with receivers, corners, anybody else, this one's up there. But as far as interceptions, tell people, City Limits, to go ahead and text us, 412-928-9370. You know where you can find us on Twitter. If you can think of a better interception, like I'm trying to think, the one by Malcolm Butler in the Super Bowl was a phenomenal play at a phenomenal time.
It was monumental for the type of play. Same thing with James Harrison, but it wasn't that type of
we're talking the
incredible
actual,
grab.
Yes, act of the catch.
Troy Polamalu catching the football one-handed at home. That's one of the only other ones I can think of.
Do you remember that one, Rob, where it was against the Chargers where he dove and like scraped it right off the ground? Do you remember that Troy play?
I think I do. Was that like more in the middle of the field?
Yes, it was.
Yes, I do think I remember that play. That was a phenomenal play.
Any other interceptions for you that from anybody, college or pro, that come to mind for you? I'm trying to rack my brain here. Limits?
Interceptions, nothing's ringing the bell.
This one stands out to me. But anyway, we also saw where you study. You were going to study biochemistry. And perhaps marine biology. Has that transpired?
Yes, but as you get into like the college world, you'll see that like bio takes a lot of studying, and that's like a true commitment.
Yeah.
And I just felt like I wanted to succeed. I wanted to be able to succeed in school and sports. So it was I just had to take a sacrifice to change it into something else I love, which is public relations. Mm. So, I mean, I feel like eventually I will get back into it because I still love the water. I still love the water animals to get back into the marine biology field. So eventually I will go back to that. But as of right now, I just put that on pause.
All right. Well, to stray very far from your catch to a different topic here, we were talking about fishing earlier in the show today. Are you a fisherman?
Listen, hear me out when I say this. My dad is like a really big fisherman. But anytime I'm with him, we literally sit out there for 4 or 5 hours, and I feel like the fish are just watching us. So I haven't been ever since I've been older because when I was younger, we didn't catch anything. So
I'm with you.
I would say no, I'm not.
I'm with you on that. We had a guy on the show who loves fishing. Why were we talking about fishing earlier, Limits? Can you remember?
Because somebody was an avid fisher on the Steelers that Brian Batko pointed out.
That's right.
Somebody was an avid fisher.
And Batko seemed to be, you know, big on the idea of going out on a boat and doing nothing. I can't stand that idea, Rob, to go out, sit there on a boat, get bit by mosquitoes and not catch a fish. And then even when you catch one, it seems unpleasant because you got to pull the hook out of the fish and there's nothing fun about fishing to me. You?
I would have at least loved it if I would have got a bite or something. I'd
yes.
got nothing. Like, we were just out there just sitting and talking. And as a kid, you don't want to be there on the water, like, just with you and your dad just chilling. Like, as a kid, you want to be with your friends somewhere. Like, on the water, it's just boring. So it's like,
I'm with
you. I think that just ruined it.
Limits, you want to break that tie? Are you a big fisher guy?
I'm not a big fisher.
Yeah.
No, my uncle is, but not really. Rob, you said you're studying PR. Have you had any Anthony Moretti or Michelle Edwards classes in the comm department?
I probably have. I think like the only teacher I can remember right now is Chad and Dr. Chan, because like those are two that's just funny. Like, I've had a lot of classes, so it's kind of hard for me to remember every professor, but I do remember those two because those are two funny professors.
Well, man, we appreciate you taking the time here. It was truly, as somebody, and I'm old, so I've watched, you know, 50 years worth of football in my life. From an interception standpoint, honest to God, I've never seen anything like that. And the background story you gave us on, it was all born of the broken hand. You wanted to protect your left hand, correct?
Correct. That's very correct.
That is just an incredible story, Rob. Congratulations on the play. I know as a competitor, you hated to lose the game, but there will be other games and other days. People will never forget what you did in that game. I mean, they'll never forget it. It'll be a highlight forever.
Yeah, no, I just want to thank y'all for having me on here. And whenever y'all get a chance, if y'all want to come out Saturday, should be a good game Saturday, home opener.
Who you guys playing?
Edinburgh.
Well, we'll expect another play like that if you don't mind.
I'll try. I'm gonna be playing with the club. Getting y'all inside take, I'm going to be playing with the club because I don't want to sit this game out. So I got to club my left hand. So we might get one more one-handed catch.
All right. We'll be looking for it. Thank you, Rob, so much, and congrats on that play.
Thank you. You're welcome.
All right. Take care.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.